Hey, you guys, I am back. I'm sorry it's been so long. I have been kind of a little bit crazy. If you followed my social media, we took a family trip to Disneyland, and that was fun and exhausting. And I will just full disclosure, if you ever take your kids to Disneyland, there are magical moments and there are a lot of tantrums, like a lot. So that was fun. But we learned a lot from it, and I feel like if or when we were to do it again, we, you know, have some tricks up our sleeve of things that we now understand we could do differently. So that was fun. The kids really enjoyed it though. I am glad that we went. I'm also just glad that the vacation is over and that now we are home. But the tricky thing is that my kids had 2 weeks of fall break, and because they had 2 weeks of fall break, like, it just was a little bit more tricky to, you know, navigate fall break with kids home. On top of that, I was also asked to be a part of a conference that happened this weekend, a couple weekends ago, actually, over the 8th and the 9th of October, and it was for the nonprofit that I work with, and it was great. It went really, really well the weekend of the event, but the week leading up to the event, when my kids were still on fall break, when life was still just crazy coming home from a trip, Danny was actually out of town for a work trip, it was a very stressful week. So I've kind of just been in survival mode for a little while, just adjusting to school and all of the things. So I appreciate you guys being patient. Those of you who really enjoy listening to the podcast, I have some people planning. I'm planning to interview someone for a guest speaker next week, and a couple other guest speakers that I have in mind that I would love to interview. So that is coming, just talking about their journey with resilience and their journey with kind of just things that have happened in their life. So that said, today I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that I have been maybe recognizing and realizing, like, just during therapy, and that are relevant to, like, my journey right now with OM. And I only have about 10 or so minutes, so this is going to be a short episode, but I just wanted to kind of maybe bring to light and validate for those of you who are going through something hard, something that maybe is different from the average person's everyday hard, right? So if you're going through something like a cancer diagnosis, or you just got, you know, like, rare medical things going on, maybe you've been sick for a really long time, something, you know, big has happened, right? Bigger than just everyday, my kids are being crazy, mom life is hard, those kinds of things. I just want to speak to kind of the process of validating yourself in those complicated feelings, and just understanding that it's allowed to be more complicated for you than maybe it is for someone else. And that isn't anything to be ashamed of. So let me just kind of backtrack. This last couple of weeks, we have been, well, really this last couple of months, I have been wanting to kind of start on some projects in the house. Like, things that I want to do to renovate the house, like have the interior painted. I want to do some shiplapping and just kind of bigger projects. They're not small projects. And just for, like, normal, everyday, average levels of stress, like, this is a pretty hefty thing. It's a hefty project to take on, a hefty project to hire out, like, whatever it looks like. It's a big thing, right? Just for going through everyday normal life. Add in the layer of a cancer diagnosis, and guess what you have? You have layers of guilt about the stress and the level of maybe irritability that you have as a parent towards your kids or your spouse or general people in general. And you just feel, I don't know, I've just been feeling this kind of extra layer of guilt and shame around even wanting to do these projects to begin with, and wanting to have them done, and just kind of orchestrating them and all of the pieces that go into this, because they take away time and energy from me being present with my family. And the kind of conclusion that I came to today with my therapist is that, you know, she just brought attention to that. She just drew my attention to the fact that, you know, for a normal person, having your whole interior of your house painted while you live in it is stressful. Add in the layer of cancer and the layer of all the what ifs and all of the things that your brain goes to when you spend a large amount of energy and time on something, even if it's just temporary, your whole brain just kind of, it just kind of becomes difficult to make sense of and to feel good about. And there's just kind of, for me at least, there's been this like feeling this whole time as I'm like, I really want to do this. I know, like, I can logically tell myself I've saved up for this. I want this to happen. I am excited about it. Like, but there's just this feeling around the irritability and the guilt and like kind of that feeling guilty for doing something that ultimately, you know, is feeling like it's taking away time, even though it's technically not, because I can look back this whole week and I've had a crazy stressful week orchestrating all of this. Sorry, kid pickup reminder. But I've had a crazy week orchestrating all of this, but in the midst of all of that, I've done normal life and gotten kids to school and handled all kinds of homework things, which I will talk about that in a minute. So I mean, this episode is maybe just going to address a couple random different things, but I just want to validate you if you are going through something difficult and you're finding that your level of stress about trying to take on something that you want to do or you're excited about is maybe higher than you feel like it should be. Just know that it means you're a normal person because you're going through something difficult on top of trying to do something that is also stressful. That I have been, you know, working on accepting that today, and I will continue to work on accepting that. And some of the thoughts that are helping me kind of just manage that is just this reminder that, you know, a house project, it feels crazy. It feels chaotic. The OCD in me wants control and it wants organization, and I don't have any of those things. I also don't have, this project is taking away certainty because I don't know exactly what my house is going to look like when it's all done. I don't know what it's going to look like when the whole interior has been repainted, and I can't know until it actually happens. So there's this level of uncertainty that I'm, you know, confronted with. There's that OCD piece that I can't have the structure and the routine and the organize in some areas the way that I'm used to. And so I have to just kind of be okay with accepting that, because at the end of the day, a house project like this is big, but it's also temporary and it's not going to last forever. And the stress of it is not going to last forever. So that's what I'm trying to tell myself. So if you're doing something like that this time of year, just because this seems to be the time of year people do projects, just know it's allowed to be stressful. It's allowed to be crazy. You're not crazy. You're not alone in feeling the way that you feel, and you're going to get through it because this is temporary. Okay, so I want to move on to something else that I kind of have learned about myself and that I've decided is important to me and that a friend and I were talking about. And I want to share this with you guys because I feel like it goes right in line with what I talk about with presence and just with really just teaching my kids to set boundaries for themselves and helping them to do that by setting boundaries for my kids. So let me just kind of give you an idea. We had 2 weeks of fall break, right? And so we come back from fall break and Joshua, my second grader, so he just turned 8, and he has typically a homework packet that comes home with him for school. And it's like a reading log. So he's supposed to read every day. And that's not a big deal. He loves to read. He's good at reading and he's very efficient with reading. Love stories, those kinds of things. But in addition to that, he has a written homework packet with like spelling words and writing practice and sometimes math or comprehension. And initially, when he started school, his teacher informed us that his goal was to have as little homework as possible and that the kids would not have homework except for unfinished work done in the classroom. Josh never has unfinished work. He's very efficient at school, is what his teacher tells me. And so then there was this shift kind of as we got a couple months into school where the teachers started sending home these homework packets, and they feel like they take a pretty long time, frankly, like they take a pretty long time. And so he comes home from fall break on Monday, doesn't have a homework packet, comes home on Tuesday and he has a homework packet, and it's like thick. Like this thing was thick. It was chock full of writing practice and spelling practice and reading comprehension. And some of it is not very time consuming, but this writing practice, they were going from like big lines that first graders write on to tiny, tiny little like college rule lines that like adults write on. And Joshua's handwriting can't scrunch into that. Like everything about this homework packet was just stressful to us as a parent-son dynamic, right? And so we spent probably way too long, like an hour plus, trying to get him to do homework and to just focus after school, like have a snack and then let's work on homework. And it came late, so it wasn't even given to us on a Monday. It was given to us on a Tuesday. So the next day comes around, I didn't like how that experience felt. So I'm like, okay, I want to change something. So I'm going to try something different. So I attempted to have Josh just take a break after school, right? Let's just let you take a break and we'll start homework after you play outside or, you know, go run around, whatever you need to do to get some energy out and have a snack. And then we'll address homework and I'll work with you on it. We'll work on it together, right? So we did that. Homework went significantly better, but it was still difficult, like especially the writing practice. It was just very time consuming. And I know that this is all going to get better with time. He's going to get better over time with practice. But right now, he goes to school for 7 hours a day. And I was talking to a friend and she just made the point that, like, you know, these kids go to school for so long and they exercise so much self-control during school that to then expect them to come home and do an hour's worth of homework as a 7-year-old or an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old or frankly even a 10 or 11-year-old is a lot. That's a lot to expect of a kid who focuses and practices self-discipline all day long to the best of their ability. So I just made the decision after Wednesday that, you know what, we're going to set a time limit for our homework. And if homework can't be done over the course of 4 days in 20 to 25 minute increments per day, like we're going to spend 20 to 25 minutes per day on homework. And if we can't do it with that time amount, we're just not going to do it. And that's going to have to be okay with the teacher. And I am willing to stick up for that boundary for him because Josh needs time to be a kid. He deserves time to be a kid. And at the end of the day, I want him to enjoy being a kid, and also I want him to enjoy time that he spends with me. And if I am trying to force him to do homework that he is having a really hard time focusing on because he's already expended all his willpower that he has at school, then I'm doing him a disservice because all that does is teach him that it's okay to push yourself to burnout and that it's okay to just keep going until you have nothing left. And to, you know, when you do have nothing left, push a little harder. That's the message that kind of homework plan for a second grader is sending. And so I'm 100% comfortable telling him and reminding him and telling myself that, you know what, this is going to not be done to the way that maybe the teacher's expectations are, because it's more important that he learn how to set the boundary of what he can and can't do, or can and can't handle and will allow into his life, to take over his life, right? Because homework, school, it shouldn't take over their entire lives, especially when they're kids. So I feel confident in that. And I feel really, really, I think, just proud of myself as a parent for like recognizing that and sticking to that and creating that boundary for our family. So if you're in that kind of a boat with your kids and homework and you're feeling like it's too much, grades don't count until later, and I would rather teach my kids that they can work hard and have fun, and that it's not an either or. It's not a, well, you worked hard, and so because you worked hard, you get to go play. It's a, no, play is just as important as learning how to work hard and learning how to do the things and, you know, complete something by a deadline and all those things. So that's my 2 cents. We're sticking to it this week. Wish me luck. I actually need to go pick up the kids, but I am planning on this week spending a little time recording a few more podcast episodes, so be on the lookout for those as I release them, probably once a week for the next couple of weeks. And thank you for being here. Please let me know again in the Instagram world if you have anything you would like me to talk about or share about. I would love to have your input. So thanks for joining me today. I will talk to you guys later.